Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to the segment of Khoj Gurbani's Asab of the Day. Our recitation continues with the recitation of the third stanza from Asa Mahala Panjwa, Bani of the Fifth Nanak, and the recitation Asa Mahala Panjwa. ਆਓ ਸਖੀ ਸੰਤ ਪਾਸ ਸੇਵਾ ਲਾਗੀਐ ਪੀਸੋਂ ਚਰਨ ਪਖਾਰ ਆਪ ਤਿਆਗੀਐ ਤਜ ਆਪ ਮਿਟੈ ਸੰਤਾਪ ਆਪ ਨਹਿ ਜਾਣੀਐ ਸਰਣ ਗਹੀ ਜੈ ਮਾਨ ਲੀਜੈ ਕਰੇ ਸੋ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਈਐ ਕਰ ਦਾਸ ਦਾਸੀ ਤਜ ਉਦਾਸੀ ਕਰ ਜੋੜ ਦਿਨ ਰਹਿਣ ਜਾਗੀਐ ਨਾਨਕ ਵਖਾਣੇ ਗੁਰ ਬਚਨ ਜਾਣੇ ਆਓ ਸਖੀ ਸੰਤ ਪਾਸ ਸੇਵਾ ਲਾਗੀਐ ਸੋ ਆਓ ਸਖੀ ਸੰਤ ਪਾਸ ਸੇਵਾ ਲਾਗੀਐ ਇਸ ਦ ਰਿਫਰੇਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਇਜ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਇੰਸਪੀਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੀਅਸ stanza where the guru said jako ram patar taake anand ghana sukhvanti sanar soba pur bana abundance and bliss belongs to that bright soul who hitches herself to the husband ram so that has become the inspiration for all of us is to become that bright soul, to hitch to our essence. So the Guru says, Aao Sakhi, come my friend. And the friend here is a pointer to the mind. The mind needs persuasion. Aao Sakhi, Sant Paas, let's go to the Sant. The Sant is an evolved individual and more often than not associated with the embodiment of the Guru. So, Aao Sakhi Sant Paas and then Seva Lage. Submit yourself in service. In other words, let's go to the Guru to seek Guru wisdom and Guru wisdom essentially requires the surrender of the ego. And that's why the Guru says in the next line, Piso charan pakhar aap tyagiye. So come, my friend, let's go to the Sant Guru and submit ourselves in service. Let's grind the grain and wash the feet by relinquishing our ego. Now, it used to be that individuals traveled to an embodied guru and served the guru not only physically but in many other ways. So, piso charan pakhar aap tyagiye can also be taken to mean going to a guru, living with the guru to learn guru wisdom and helping in the household of the guru. However, in Gurmat, we know that there is always an inner meaning to this. So when the Guru says, Piso charan pakhar aap tyagiye, it means charan represent knowledge, the knowledge of the Guru. So in other words, grind that, metabolize that knowledge, digest it. How do you do that? First, make space for it by relinquishing your ego. Iso charan pakhar aap tyagiye. So make room, then assimilate it, digest it, metabolize it. And taj aap mite santap. Shed your pride without any compunction. Aap na. Janiye, meaning don't seek recognition. We are all very hungry for recognition. So surrender your ego. In other words, surrendering the ego means to admit that the conditioned mind cannot possibly grasp the essence. So therefore, I cannot rely on empirical knowledge or cognitive knowledge that I have been accumulating all along, because we get conditioned by it and we think that is the truth. And then not to seek recognition. Saranagahi jai, maan li jai, kare se sukh paiye. So, don't seek recognition. Instead, saranagahi jai, the sanctuary of the mind. Look for that sanctuary, look for that wisdom. Saranagahi jai, maan li jai, kare so sukh paiye. And be devoted. Kar das dasi taj udasi. Don't hesitate. Udasi means to be somewhat removed. The Guru is saying, don't hesitate. Plunge right in. Become a slave to the slave, meaning the Guru, the embodied Guru, is a slave of the Har. So become a slave to him. And do it without hesitation. Taj udasi. And the passage is concluded by Nanak saying, Nanak vakhane guru bachan jane. Guru Nanak vakhane. Guru Nanak here is the fifth guru, is saying or expressing what the guru has said. The guru, the method. That is the method. Guru wisdom. And so he concludes again by saying, Aao Sakhi Sant Paas Seva Lagiye. Let's go to the Guru and let the Guru train our minds. Let the Guru be the catalyst for our metamorphosis from psychological lead to spiritual gold. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.